serious topic could the absolute philosopher think that was serious enough to make you think it was serious? This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with the absolute philosopher. Now, everyone thinks the absolute philosopher has to think about serious stuff, that he has to be a serious thing. Now, just looking at the life of Jesus, what did Jesus teach us that God is? God's a God of love. And what did Jesus teach us about God? He says you got to become as innocent and genuine like a little child to enter the kingdom of heaven. You have to have that genuineness that a little child has, that love that a little child has, and without limitation. And Jesus said God's a God of love, and that God wants only love and happiness for all of us. And what did the great philosophers, they say, man, know thyself. And you see, our difficulty is that we are not following the tenets of the University of Healing teaching. The University of Healing teaching says, be yourself and have fun. That's your main thing and your only thing in all that you do. Be yourself and have fun. And now, your difficulty, your big difficulty, is figuring out what being yourself is. And also what having fun is. Because sometimes we've been taught that having fun is doing things that are naughty, fattening, or not nice, you know. And that's not true. Doing things that are having fun and being yourself is doing things blessing your body is the word, blessing your body and blessing the world and blessing yourself. Being yourself and having fun is something that is an absolute 100% blessing in every way of your life. We were talking the other day about people who say, oh, you're 100% right, or you're 200% right, or you're 150% right, and we ask the question, what's this extra 50% or this extra 100% talking about? When you got 100%, you got everything. There can be no more. Now, we do that just for window dressing, put the extra 100% on there. Well, hey, and you do it just for window dressing to act serious and act that being having fun is not nice. If you love yourself, could you ever be mean to another person? Really?
No.
If you are whole and perfect, could you ever see another person sick? Not really. Doctors go into wards where people have contagious diseases and things like that, and the doctor loves his business, he loves his work, and he loves who he is, and he goes in there and he's untouched. Some are touched, but not many. They're untouched. The nurses are untouched. The people who are dealing with these people are untouched because they love themselves. They go in there and they look at these people and they say, I can see right through you. I can see the purity, the goodness, the wholeness that's in you. And that's wonderful. That's really wonderful. But hey, the seriousness should be out of it. Seriousness only insofar as we are consistent. And so far as we are consistent and say, I like me. I am God, God I am. I am whole and perfect. I live in my ideas, spirit, mind, and body. Yes, yes, yes. That's what we should be consistent about. And you know, I'm going to put this on here. It probably shouldn't be on here, but this I'm serious about. On campus, we have three, I don't know what to call them, three people who can speak German. And they think that the people who are in German-speaking countries are the most unimportant people in the world. They think the people in these German-speaking countries do not deserve to have what they can do. And so they don't do it. Do you know that the Joy Song book is not translated into German? It's not translated into German, even though we go over there and we sing it in German. Now, perhaps all the Germans are German-speaking people are supposed to speak English, too. Perhaps that's the big deal. But it should be in German for those who are new to it, and have English, German. My goodness, they have Bibles that are that way. They have three versions of the Bible right next to each other in one great big Bible because people like to read all the different versions of it. And hey, these people are silly, aren't they? Because there are hundreds of versions of the Bible. And they're only getting three or four possibilities. Well, if we like ourselves, if we want wholeness and perfection, then we speak about it. Now, are the joy song books available in German?
No.
Yes. Are the joy song books available in French? Yes. Are the joy song books available in Spanish? Yes. Are the joy song books available in Russian? Yes. Are they available in English? Yes. Are they available in Cockney? Yes. Mm-hmm. Are they available in dialect? Yes. Why do I say yes? Because people in all those languages have our joy song books, and they write them up themselves and sing them. So, why don't we write to them and say, send us a copy? But, you know, we have printed one of our publications in Russian, and we haven't promoted that too much, and we have our books in French and German and so forth. But that's part of the game. Now, wholeness is something that we claim after we name, and we experience it wonderfully. It's a very good thing. So, walk this talk, enjoy the things of who you are, and remember, be yourself and have fun. That's the primary prerequisite for being a spiritually illumined master. I love you. I love you. I love you.